bedtime, or...
My heart should have stayed up, gotten beholden, or unbeholden. If you make up your mind that you're not going to do something, you won't do it, and somebody tries to push you into it, what do you finally say?
I've made up my mind, I'm not going to, or... Decided not to.
And when you get poison ivy, you do what?
I imagine you scratch.
Because why?
It itches.
Somebody knocked at the door and told you that you'd won $100, and your wife said, what did he come here for? What would you say? She didn't hear what he said.
We won something on raffle or whatever.
Well, he came, why?
To tell us we won the jackpot.
That's never happened to me. I've entered a lot of jingle contests, but I'm sure they never gave away a prize. There was never a jingle as good as mine, or those 25 words, or something like this. If someone said to you, how did you learn to read, what would you say?
I learned it in school.
The teacher did what? The
teacher taught me.
That's certainly a wonderful thing, isn't it, to think about it. The process that's involved. If you've decided that you're going to go someplace only on the condition that someone, a certain man, goes with you, and he says, well, go ahead, and you say, well, I'm not going to go.
Unless you go.
And if he tries to get a substitute, he'll say, well, let's let John go.
In my place, or?
Now we've got those, I'm certain. Let's see. What are some of the Protestant denominations of churches? Methodist?
Presbyterian. There's the Lutheran, the Congregational, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Nazarene.
The largest one in the state?
It's probably Baptist.
Let's get back to this letter again. Let's say you forget to write a man. Your wife asks you then, have you
written him?
And she might say, after all, he asked for
an answer.
If someone thinks he has a very fine idea and he's all very enthusiastic about it and keeps shouting about it, but you don't think much of it, you say, oh, he thinks that's a good idea, but I don't think it's
worth much.
And if something has been in one place for eternity, you say it's been there
forever.
And this means it has what been there? Always?
Always. It's always been there.
That was a pronunciation item. I got some things on here for pronunciation, so I can see how people pronounce words in different parts of the state. I know I've already got it, but just to be sure, Now, that's the interview. And your name? Now I'll pry into your past.
Henry